The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Coltrane Carlson with the Raccoon Valley Radio and Steve Woodhouse with the Marion County Express. Coltrane, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Yes, thank you very much. Senator, what can you tell Iowans about the situation that there's continuing to see here at the gas pump, with gas prices still above $4 per gallon? That's even with the ethanol blends, as we now go into the summer traveling season here.
Well, of course, buy E15 because you're going to find it cheaper, a lot cheaper, 15 to 30 cents a gallon. Also, just like over the weekend, prospects of peace deal in the Mideast, reduced the price from $1.03 a barrel down to $95 a barrel. Of course, that's still $20 a barrel more expensive. But as we get peace in the Middle East, it's going to lower the gas prices.
Okay, Steve? So,
yeah, Senator, what kind of a battle do you think there'll be in the Senate to get the year-round E15 bill passed that the House passed?
I think the biggest battle is finding a bigger bill for it to go with. And that could be the farm bill. It could be the defense authorization bill. It could be any one of the appropriation bills. And at the end of the year, we have some must-pass appropriation bills. I think the biggest job is to find a bill to put it in. In other words, we're not going to have a separate debate just on E50.
Okay, back to Coltrane.
Thank you. Late last week, the National Intelligence Director, Tulsi Gabbard, stepped down as her post, citing her husband's health and needing to stand by her husband, making her the fourth cabinet official to resign in the Trump administration's second term. I'd just like to know your thoughts about the work that Gabbard did while she was in office and any candidates you might have heard stepping up early here for your consideration in the Senate.
Yeah, I voted for her. She's an outstanding public servant, very devoted to the success of the United States. And she did a remarkable job in that position. And for me personally, she was helped me get more classified information, unclassified, than almost any other director of the CIA, or I mean, should say, director of national security. Because the director of the CIA, he's helped us quite a bit in this area as well.
And speaking of, you know, getting things unclassified, I know you're responsible for a lot of investigations that have revealed a lot of potential wrongdoing. Do you know the status of the follow-up investigations regarding any of those from the Justice Department? I mean, are those going anywhere? Are we going to see some justice?
Which classification of oversight are you talking about?
Like Arctic Frost, are we going to see that going anywhere? Have we seen any charges filed or anything?
Well, on a quite of a regular basis, we're putting out information. If your question is what's going to be done to the people that did the wrong to a lot of people, that's in the executive branch of government. And I'm just hoping that people are prosecuted for the wrongdoing, and the Justice Department has a responsibility of doing that, and I think they're committed to it.
Go ahead, Coltrane.
Yeah, thank you. Senator, can you tell us a little bit about the bill that you helped lead through the U.S. Senate recently that is reauthorizing the rural community hospital demonstration for another 5 years? Can you explain just what that bill is and how it can help rural Iowa healthcare facilities here?
Well, you know, we have the critical access hospital, which is most of our rural hospitals. They get paid under that program. And then Des Moines and Cedar Rapids and other big city hospitals get paid under what we call a prospective payment system. So then you got 30 hospitals. Well, actually, you have more than 30 hospitals around the country. We have four in Iowa that fall in between. And this is an effort to help those hospitals that don't fit into the other two categories. And the fact that we've had it for a long time and it ran out and it'll run out again at the end of December 31st, I put the bill in and I think it's through the Senate on unanimous consent that we want to continue this program to help those hospitals. It'd be like Grinnell, Newton, Spirit Lake, and then one other hospital. I forget what other hospital in Iowa that is at right now.
All right, and Steve, you'll have the last question.
If we can turn back to the war, how much longer is the Senate going to allow the fighting in Iran to keep going without an official declaration of war against Iran?
Well, we've got the War Powers Act of 1973 that kind of precludes the necessity of having what you call a declaration of war under the Constitution, which we haven't used since World War II. And the president's following the War Powers Act of 1973, which allows the president to commence warfare as long as he notifies the leadership of the Congress within 48 hours, and it's limited to 90 days. And the president has declared since the ceasefire of April 6th that the war, for effective purposes, is over. If it starts up again, then I presume that kicks in another 90 days under the War Powers Act.
Okay, thank you all very much for joining.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coltrane and Steve, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.